You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sometimes I'm boring myself with this football talk. You know, it's just really just not much to get into. You know, outside of draft stuff and coaching, it's just a beatdown. It's absolutely exhausting. It is not fun. It's just brutal. There's just really not much. Like right now, sure, things down the road. Who's going to coach the Giants? What are the Jets going to do with quarterback? But God, we've been hitting this for so many months. It's absolutely exhausting. And thankfully, it's almost coming to an end. I just can't wait for the season to be over, both of these teams. And then the offseason should be fun. In a lot of ways, like the Yanks and the Mets. A lot going on with the Mets. Hopefully the Yankees wake up and start doing some stuff here. But outside of the Knicks, who are getting ready to hopefully win the Cup tomorrow night, I'll get into that for a second, a little bit later, last hour of the show. It's a little depressing around the sports scene, there's no doubt. All right, let's before we get back to the phones, let me give you the Giants Drive of the Game, brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, reminding you to make the right choice. Don't drive impaired. So we know the Giants obviously lost again, 2-12. I remember saying like 5 weeks ago, I remember with Sal, I'm like, Jets going to have more wins than the Giants. And like I meant it, but I didn't really say it with incredible confidence. It's actually going to happen, or at least the same, right? Giants beat the Raiders. Jets don't win again. I mean, both with 3 wins. Pathetic. Anyway, the drive of the game, Giants had a chance. They would have needed the 2-point conversion. They had the ball, what, just inside of 240. Tracy, a couple of yards, and then no huddle. So you're starting to get a little scrambled. Dart goes for 8 yards, and then incomplete. Deep middle to Robinson, taking a good shot downfield. Tracy, a phenomenal gain. Incomplete short to Slayton. Sets up 4th and 8 with a 1:43 to go. Shotgun, dart, incomplete, deep. Robinson, who's been very good for a lot of this season, Wandale Robinson. He's a free agent, right, Huff? We were talking about this before. I believe he is, so... I mean, they just gave Slayton that, you know, 3 years, 30, whatever it was. You have Malik Nabers. You very well might draft a wide receiver high. Are you going to really pay Robinson? Are you going to find a way to keep him? I mean, he's had a good year. But that was the Giants' drive of the game. All right, let's get back to you guys here on the phones. Let me get John on Staten Island. John, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
What's up? Good, brother. Okay. Fellow Red Fox here. We've talked before.
Okay.
I got to tell you something, bro.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to seeing your show. You guys should go to Bonus Era before or after for a little action, because that place is popping right near the Count Basie Theater.
I have no
idea.
This
is why I got a call.
I don't think I'll be going. What is this? What is it?
It's an Italian restaurant.
Okay. I got you.
They move all the tables out and all the chicks just dance, and it's fun.
Oh.
After the show.
John, you never know with some of our listeners. Who knows where they were trying to get us to go. I know we will make a night of it, that's for sure. By the way, check out my socials for tickets with me and Sal, a little live show in New Jersey. 1/22 is the date. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. There's only 400. Boone's coming by for the whole show. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, so here's my point. I'm getting very frustrated as a diehard Met fan listening to the Fu Manchu disciples call up and say that Steve Cohen only cares about the casino. Note to self, old people. He doesn't own the casino. Hard Rock owns the casino. He's building the land development around it. Mm. It's not Uncle Stevie's in Corona. It's the smartest decision ever. If you've ever been to Boston or where the Patriots play or whatever, where you can actually, like, you can park and walk around with your family and have dinner and do something, and you don't have to go to Stan's or Billy's or, God, in Queens, all you can do is get on the train.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be beautiful.
Or try to get a set of rims for the car at the chop shop.
Exactly. And it's going to be beautiful. And also,
I agree.
Think ahead. He owns a hedge fund. He's betting that there's going to be a lockout. If there is a lockout and he has construction, why would he bring in long-term deals for players that are going to age sitting on the couch when he can get rid of long-term contracts, bring in smaller contracts that he can buy out? I know it sucks because I'm a Mets fan. I want them to win. Mm-hmm. But think ahead 4 years from now. You want the team to, like, have the young people be good. Why would you go and trade for Tarik Skubal? Again, get rid of a bunch of young people, and he is going to sit on the couch. Maybe it's 3 months. Maybe it's 6 months. Maybe it's a year. Horrible business.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This decision. Hold pat.
Okay.
Do your best.
Yep.
And like, again, he doesn't own a casino.
John, I'm with you.
He doesn't own a casino.
And by the way, even if he did, I think the fact that some people don't think he can do both, I think it's offensive. I think it's ridiculous.
Well,
so,
of course.
But what do you want them to do? I'm with you largely, but what do you want to see the rest of the winter here?
I would love to see them trade for Bivetta and Mason Miller.
Okay.
I would love to see them bring in another pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, if you could, I don't think, you know, Polanco is going to play first base. So I want them to get rid of McNeil. I would like them to maybe trade Vientos or Mauricio or somebody else.
Yep.
And get, like, just an athletic defensive first baseman.
Okay.
So pitching, go with that. And then, listen, if we're in it at the trade deadline, go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
just don't give everything away for a short-term fix to please the fans. The fans are mad anyway. And you know when they're really going to be mad? When they start the construction on the parking garage first.
Yeah.
And nobody can get to the stadium.
Yeah.
He knows this.
Yeah, I know.
And
All right.
I love you. And I love Sal. I didn't get the call in before he left. I also am a father of twin girls. One of them is autistic and like very like she's on the spectrum, but only a little bit. But she also has ADHD, and I just know how stressful it is.
Yep.
So I'm sending love to both your families. Merry Christmas. But the Fu Manchu disciples with the boy genius in the casino, learn. If you have a portfolio in real estate right now under Trump, you're making tons of cash.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
So but enjoy
the Fu Manchu disciples. That's still funny. John, thanks for the call there, buddy. The boy genius. I mean, he just shreds Stearns. Man, oh, man. Talking about Joe B. He's still rocking the Fu Man? I guess he is. Here's what I don't understand. The criticisms of Metropolitan Park. Like, he's enriching our area. How do you not understand this? And I don't think he's doing it at the expense of his team. Now, if you think that, then I could see why you'd have resistance to the area. But, I don't know. As a native New Yorker who looks at so many parts of our area that's just gross. And, you know, I've seen a lot of the country. I've been to what? I think it's 44 states because I lived in a lot of different places working my way up in the business. Spent time out west, San Francisco, lived in Nevada, been up to Wyoming. I've been everywhere. I've seen the country. And, like, we're only one of the, you know, so many of these stadiums have so many nice, even Detroit. Where, you know, which at one point was like the homicide capital. I mean, just dangerous, man. But if you go to Ford Field and Comerica Park and Hockey Town, their downtown has become pretty vibrant. Now, I don't know if you want to be down there when there's no games going on, but at least you can walk around and it's festive and there's bars and there's restaurants and it's just a good vibe. You're right. You go to a Met game, go home. Tailgate in your car if you can get a parking spot and then go home. You know, I remember going to a lot of games. I think I went with Moose a couple times. I'm pretty sure, like, we would do the old SNY show, The Wheelhouse. I don't think they really do this quite as much with some of their SNY shows now. But we would do a lot of live shows from Citi Field. And we would be out there, and all the shows would be out there. And McFadden's was open, and McFadden's was hopping. And, you know, it was part of the stadium. But at least you could go to McFadden's and, you know, spend an hour or two before, an hour or two after, and have a great time. Like, you got to build up the area. I mean, really, what the hell is around Citi Field? It's absolutely gross. No disrespect. And it's going to look phenomenal. And it's going to be an economic coup for the area. I mean, all of the surrounding area that if you own real estate now within, 8, 10, 12, 15-mile radius of that area, down the road, you're going to make money. It's going to be a more desirable place to be. Businesses are coming. When businesses come, you know, rents and values go up. It's pretty basic stuff. So it's going to go from an eyesore to a bustling, modern, you know, amazingly vibrant scene. I think it's great.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.